I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Physical therapy is often recommended for patients going through cancer treatment and also for cancer survivors. Dr. Katie Schmidt is here to talk about the role of physical therapy in these scenarios. Dr. Schmidt is a physical therapist at MUSC Hollings Cancer Center. Dr. Schmidt, give us a brief overview of why physical therapy might be helpful for a patient actually undergoing cancer treatment.
I think all patients who are given a diagnosis of cancer should get a referral for physical therapy. There's so much to consider with the cancer treatment itself, such as radiation side effects, chemotherapy side effects, the cancer-related fatigue that can come with the medication. And I think it's very important to deal with not only the things like neuropathy that can be caused from the cancer treatment, but if someone has back pain going into this, or if someone had an injury in their shoulder going into their treatment, you need to think about the whole person and how to get them stronger through their treatment.
You mentioned fatigue. How could physical therapy really help with fatigue?
Fatigue is a very common side effect that we see because of the chemotherapy. And the American Physical Therapy Association and the American College of Sports Medicine have done a lot of research on this and come up with the best thing to do is 5 days of activity throughout your week, 3 days being cardio related, 2 days being strength related. And so in physical therapy, we can take a look at how you're doing as a person, what you like to do for activity, and how do we create your weekly action plan to get you past that fatigue so that you can do what you want to do during your day.
Are there any mental health benefits to getting physical therapy in this scenario you're describing?
Definitely. There's a huge psychosocial aspect to going through cancer treatment. Your body is going through a trauma and your muscles will hold that energy and that can make things very tight. There's a lot of anxiety, which will change how you breathe and that can change how you're balancing and how you're walking around. And there's a lot of caregiver burden that happens. So not just for patients, but also for their family members, going to physical therapy and seeing how you can release that muscle tension, how you can be stronger, how you can be safer walking around the house is a beautiful thing. And I'm very lucky I get to spend 45 minutes with people. It gives patients and families the chance to let things go. And that helps a lot.
Why might physical therapy be recommended for a cancer survivor who has completed their treatment?
As a survivor, the doctors have done a great job at getting you to where you need to be. And now they say, your numbers are great. Go about your life. But you say, but I have fatigue or I have neuropathy or I can't do what I used to do before. And that's where physical therapy comes in. And we get you back to being you.
And I understand you're doing research related to physical therapy for cancer patients. Tell us about that.
We are working on a program right now about chemotherapy-induced peripheral neuropathy. One of the things that I love to work on, and we're doing a lot of studies at Hollings on this, is the chemotherapy-induced peripheral neuropathy and how a combination of manual therapy, stretching, and exercises can help get rid of patients' neuropathy or decrease it by a great extent within 8 to 10 weeks. And we're having really fantastic success. And as a PT, evidence-based practice is very important.
Dr. Schmidt, thanks for this update about physical therapy in cancer patients.
Thank you so much, Bobby, for having me.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.